Chapter 4. The Bloodstain Reappears. That night, there was a storm. But the Otis family didn't hear it. They were all very tired. In the morning, the bloodstain was on the library floor again.
That's strange,
said Washington.
Pinkerton's champion takes away all stains. Is the ghost responsible for this?
Washington removed the stain, but the next morning it reappeared. He removed it for the third time. This time, Mr. Otis locked the library door. But the next morning, the stain was there again. This strange happening didn't frighten the Otis family. It fascinated them. That day, it was warm and sunny. The family went out and returned home at 9 o'clock in the evening to have dinner. At 11 o'clock, the Otis family went to their bedrooms. Soon the house was dark and everybody was asleep. Later that night, a strange noise woke Mr. Otis. It came from the corridor outside his room. Mr. Otis got up, lit a candle, and looked at the time. It was exactly 1 o'clock. He heard the strange noise again, and the sound of footsteps.
It's the ghost and his metal chains,
thought Mr. Otis. He took a small bottle from his bedroom cupboard and opened the door. There, in the corridor, was an old man. He had dark circles under his eyes, and he looked wild. Was this the Canterville ghost?